Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Let us get on to the Dr. Wendy Walsh Show on KFI AM 640. If you're like me, the quarantine weariness is probably starting to set in. Okay, week one was kind of interesting. It was different, right? Everyone jumped on Instagram and social media. We caught up with all our friends on Facebook and on Instagram. We were doing workout classes, cooking classes. We were taking master classes in decorating. We were very busy Barbies, all of us. And then week two set in. I don't know about you, but I started to run a little thin. Some lethargy. And I realized that this is probably the course of what our mental health experiences when we're going through a kind of social isolation. Now, I'm fortunate. I have two almost young women. Well, one is a young woman, daughters in my house. So I have people I'm talking to. I have been using media as much as possible to connect with some friends here and there. But I think about the people who are living alone. And I think about the fact that one in six Americans will suffer from a clinical depression in their lifetime. That's one in six. And often it is triggered by an event. Well, no one could imagine an event like this, but a stressful event. If I think about like what happened to me in week two and what the triggers were, I don't know about you, but you know, I normally eat very clean, as I like to say. I'm low carb, high fat, 100% organic, my five servings of vegetables every day, very little alcohol consumption. Well, that got a little lax, you know, because my daughter's home. She likes to bake. All of a sudden, I'm tasting a dessert for the first time in years. And I'm like, that's kind of interesting. Having a little drink in the evening, perhaps. And I just noticed that my biology wasn't functioning as well as it normally does. Also, the first week, my best friend Maria lives a block away, and so she has a dog. So we were walking the dog at least once a day, if not twice a day. Sometimes we would walk for miles and miles and miles. And then, because her husband was busy occupied building a gym in their garage with a friend, the friend was a house guest, then he left, and then she got her husband back, and then they closed the beach and the strand, and we were limited in where we could walk. And all of a sudden, I realized that my social connections had started to be reduced. So if you're having some symptoms of depression, now, if you haven't suffered from depression before, you may have an idea that it is going to bed in a dark room and crying. Well, for some people, that is a symptom of depression. But it can also be, and this is what I experience because I'm an extrovert, a scattered brain. An inability to focus. I just had so much coming in and I couldn't focus on what I should be doing. A feeling of sluggishness. And I was just ignoring many of the emails that were coming in because it just felt all too overwhelming. The first week when I was on a quarantine high, I cleaned and cleaned and cleaned and cleaned and cleaned and washed. I mean, for the first time in my life, I washed everything in the house laundry-wise, and there was empty laundry baskets, and it was just amazing. And cleaned floors and bathrooms. It was crazy. Second week, you know, the house was getting a little messier. I'm thinking, no one's coming over anyway. And I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to lie. I went 2 days straight without a shower, and I was in sweats with a greasy ponytail. And I'm like, oh, this is too much. I noticed that my sleep habits had changed. I'm normally a morning person, but I was staying up later and later, doing the wrong thing, consuming news when I should have been just watching a comedy. So if you're going with the DSM version of symptoms of depression, you might have feelings of sadness, loss of interest or pleasure in activities you once enjoyed, changes in your appetite, trouble sleeping or sleeping way too much, loss of energy, increased fatigue, feeling worthless or guilty. There were some negative voices in my head that were saying, come on, get it done. You can do this. You could do this. And I really had so much difficulty thinking, concentrating, or making decisions. So if you're like me, what can we do to get out of this funk? First of all, I happened to, because my sleep is all messed up, I fell asleep, I don't know, like at 11 last night. And I woke up at 5:30 and it was still dark. And I had that feeling of dread in my stomach, like, oh, am I going to get back to sleep? What is this day? What do I have to do? Oh yeah, I have to do my show. Okay, what do I got to do? And then a little voice came into my head and said, you only need to do one thing a day that you feel positively adds to your life. And I thought to myself while I laid in bed, is there one thing that I definitely want to do that would help me feel better? And it was exercise. And because I'd been nervous about exercising outside with so many crowds on the sidewalks, I thought to myself, there's no one on the street right now. So literally, I got out of bed, put on my Lululemons and my sneakers, and by 6:10 in the darkness, I was out jogging, walking, jogging, walking, jogging, whatever, listening to music. And I finally took my headsets off because the sound of the birds was so beautiful. I did not see a soul, not anybody. I think I was out for more than an hour and a total of 3 cars passed me. By the time I got back, the sun was up. The coffee maker had a full pot for me. I was feeling a lot better. Now, that doesn't mean that I suddenly charged ahead and finished my to-do list and did everything else. I did take a shower for you. I did do that, okay? But I did say to myself, you know what? That's all I'm going to ask of myself, is to do one thing every day. And I'm going to cut out all the negative voices in my head that say, you should be doing this. And why didn't you get more done? And you've got that on your to-do list. You've got to get your taxes to your accountant, and you got to do this and you got to do that. We all have lists, right? And I'm just saying to myself, one day at a time, one thing every day. And I think that we all can take heed with that. I do want to say, for you lucky people who have never suffered from clinical depression, it is partly biological, mainly biological, in fact. If you don't have a genetic predisposition to depression, you're not going to get it. But you have to understand, it's not just about being in a bad mood or having negative thoughts. You can't just think yourself happy. This is really important, that the treatment for depression, like everything else, is a biopsychosocial treatment. Biologically, you've got to nurture yourself nutritionally well, you've got to sleep well, etc., and you've got to exercise. That's a biological piece. And then you've got to deal with the social piece. And here's our problem. It's the social piece that's causing the illness right now, especially extroverts. You know, I know if you're listening and you're an introvert, you're like, what do you mean, Dr. Wendy? I feel relieved right now. Nobody's forcing me to be social. In fact, one of my daughters is a serious introvert, and I'm actually watching her thrive in this. She's coming up with so many art projects to do, and she's loving staying up late and sleeping in because that's her natural rhythm, and she's just a happier person during this. But for the rest of us, So who is most vulnerable to depression? Well, genetics, of course. Depression runs in families. Personality, people with low self-esteem. I don't fall into that category, folks. But people who are easily overwhelmed by stress, I didn't think that was me. Or people who are generally pessimistic, I didn't think that was me either. I think for me, it was the combination of not taking care of my biology and really, really missing the social piece. And those are the environmental factors. So I want you all to stop today and just allow whatever feeling you have to just be there. And everything is okay, and just accept it. This is not a day to say, I need to be getting more done, or I need to be happier, because that's a critical voice in your head. Instead, say, this is a day for me to lie low and wait and think and feel, and this will pass. Because sometimes the anxiety that we create about getting over depression exacerbates all the symptoms. Next, I do want you to try to reach out to people by phone, FaceTime, not just texting. I called a girlfriend I haven't talked to in a while today, and we chatted for almost an hour, and it just felt so good to be talking to her. Also, make a manageable to-do list. All right, I'll be honest. I have 15 things on my to-do list right now. but I'm transferring them over week to week. I'm not making myself finish it. And if I just check off one thing a day, I'm going to give myself a pat on the back and have a sense of accomplishment. Just make your list manageable and do it bit by bit by bit. All right, when we come back, I want to talk more about what the coronavirus isolation scientifically can actually do to your mind and body. Before I do that, I want to bring a quick update. Remember last week I told you about my neighbor who was in hospital? I'm happy to tell you she recovered. She was put in quarantine in her workplace, actually, where they have beds, so for 7 more days to make sure that she was not contagious. She's home with her baby now, will be going to work every day, and of course, her work has implemented severe, what's the word? Hygienic. Cleaning herself very well so that she won't bring it home. But the good news is, now she's immune, and the real key to ending this pandemic, of course, is getting enough immune people out there working, especially working in the healthcare industry, but out there interacting. That will bring the end to this. All right. When we come back, you might have noticed that some of your friends are hunkering down into cozy domestic life. They're baking bread. They're reading books. They're taking long baths. Others are starting to fray. I mentioned that I was starting to fray, fall apart, wearing a little thin, if you will. When we come back, I want to talk about what prolonged isolation will come to all, what effects of prolonged isolation will come to all of us. The research has been done on all kinds of groups of people, astronauts, people who are incarcerated, immunocompromised children, Antarctic researchers, the elderly. There's so much medical research about what happens with isolation because we are one mind. We are one people. We took over the planet, evolutionary speaking, because we cooperated and we worked together so well. So what happens when we can't and what we can do about it? And later in the show, I have an amazing guest who's going to do a 3-minute cure for our anxiety and depression. He's a hypnotherapist and a meditation specialist. I'll get it out. Also later in the show, why the COVID baby boom might not actually happen. There's some interesting research on human sexuality I want you to hear about. You are listening to the Dr. Wendy Walsh Show. Thanks for being with me. I'm here on KFI AM 640.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Doctor, doctor.
Can't you see I'm burning?
KFI AM 640. You have Dr. Wendy Walsh with you. Hey, my Instagram followers. I have a new follower who I just followed back. Her handle is cookie_monster38. Cookie Monster 38. She's a mom of 4. She just lost 50 pounds on keto and has lots of great keto recipes on her Insta, which is exactly what I need right now. So one of the things I do when I have any need, like a mental health need, a physical health need, is I do reach out to professionals because you know what? We're not all meant to do it ourselves. So I have the good fortune of joining me today, John Sahakian. Sahakian, Sahakian. Did I say it right, John?
You did.
Which way?
John Sahakian.
John Sahakian. The website is 3CircleFlow. You're a meditation teacher, a hypnotherapist, stress management consultant, and we all need you today, okay?
It's nice to be needed.
I'm sure that your teletherapy, is that the right word? Teletherapy business has really gone up the last 2 weeks, has it?
FaceTime and Skype, yes, depending on whether you have a Mac or a PC.
Yeah. And so tell me the difference between, I mean, you focus on stress management overall. Is some of what you do psychoeducational on what, how people can change their lives, or is it just hypnotherapy or meditation? How do you work with clients?
I think it's a combination of everything. Naturally, like yourself, I've done a lot of studying, and I do try to rely on as much science as possible. But some of the work around stress management and meditation is certainly theoretical until you have empirical evidence from your own experience, as you would probably know.
Although I want to remind you, there's so much research on how meditation can literally change your body and change your mind.
Absolutely.
Yeah. There's lots of research.
It's fascinating how much is available now.
Yeah.
But I've been doing this for so long, I think going on 25 years, that I've watched things change and I've watched more people buy into this the theory, and that's now corroborated by the science. So it's really good news, and it's empowering for people once they're educated about how much control they do have over their bodies.
I use the example in our culture of yoga, right? When yoga first came around, it was like people were like, what is this thing? Is it a religion? And it's from India. And, you know, you have to say namaste. And what? And now look how mainstream. I mean, there are yoga clothes to go with it, like fashion wardrobes. And I think the same thing has happened with mindful meditation, is that there was a misconception that somehow it was associated with some religious philosophy. And now we've learned it's just a way to relax your neurochemistry and help you focus better, short-term memory, better relationships, better empathy, etc. Do you notice the change in acceptance?
Absolutely, absolutely. And people are more inquisitive about it. It's piqued their interest because there's a lot written about it. Time magazine has done many, many articles. We've had cover stories on major newspapers. So it's a great vote of confidence that helps those sort of on the front line, like yourself, like me, and other people interested in helping people.
And the best news is you can do it anywhere, anytime, any place, and it's free.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. What I've done with the 3-Minute Cure, which is just a simple, catchphrase that describes a 3-step on-demand strategy for releasing anxiety and stress. You can certainly extend these exercises, for a longer period to help not only with anxiety and stress, but your general sense of well-being. You can influence how well you sleep. For example, if I have a lot of clients who don't have problems going to sleep at night, but they have trouble staying asleep.
Mm-hmm. Especially it's called menopause, John. When we come back after the break, will you take us through a little meditation and do a 3-minute cure with us?
Absolutely. My
and
pleasure.
Let me just ask you before we go to the break, though, how much meditation do you normally prescribe? Do they get the best results when they do it every day, twice a day, and how many minutes, or what's the best?
I'm going to make this very easy. Naturally, the more time that we can spend, reasonably speaking, lowering our level of stimulation, relaxing, being present with ourselves, and that's the key, presence, the better. But sometimes you cut off your nose to spite your face. If you're spending too much time sitting silently, you might get stressed out about it, that you're not getting things done. So you have to find a balance. And that's why this short little practice I'll show you, which it's called the 3-minute cure, but it can be 5 minutes. It can be 10 minutes. Everything helps.
Let's go to a break. And when we come back, we will have the 3-minute cure with John Sahakian. You're listening to the Dr. Wendy Walsh Show on KFI AM 640. KFI AM 640. You've got Dr. Wendy Walsh with you. We've got another hour together, and we're all going to feel better by the end of this next segment. My guest, John Sahakian, his website is 3CircleFlow. You write out the word 3, T-H-R-E-E, circleflow.com. He's a meditation teacher, a hypnotherapist, stress management consultant. John, help us, please. We are climbing the walls. We're so stressed.
Yes. In fact, I feel very relaxed right now because while I was waiting, I was practicing the 3-minute cure.
Oh,
so here
well,
we go.
Lead us through, please. We need you.
This is a great immune system booster. Now, if you're driving, just listen to the exercise. Don't practice it. Of course, you can reach out to me, and I'll give you a full outline through my website. But if you're not driving, including yourself, Dr. Wendy, put your body in a comfortable position.
Some of you might lie
down if you'd like. All right, very nice. And when you're ready, close your eyes. So with the eyes closed, simply notice your whole body. You mentioned, Dr. Wendy, how important acceptance is. So accept your body and the sensations of your body as it is right now.
Even if I'm in a twisted pretzel position and everything is tense?
It's good to bring a sense of humor to all of this as well. As you know, scientific evidence. Now that you're aware of your body, notice that you're breathing. We breathe some 22,000 times a day. And how many of those breaths are we actually aware of? So taking a few minutes to simply notice that you're breathing can be very powerful. And as you notice that you're breathing, notice where in your body you feel the breath. Some people feel it just at the nose as the air passes in and out. Some people feel it in the throat. Some people the chest, around the ribs, or maybe the belly. And as you notice the breath, very slowly with the intention of relaxing, of course, begin to deepen it. And if you can deepen it from your belly, from the diaphragm, which is known as the breathing muscle, deepen it from the belly. If nothing more, just relax the belly and allow yourself to breathe.
And what if I fall asleep?
The beginning.
What if I'm snoring?
Sometimes, yo, if this is a great method if you're already asleep, isn't it? So beginning with the number 10, I want you to count your breaths backwards on the exhales. So you'll inhale, and as you exhale, 10. And I'd like everyone in your audience to do that right now as well. 9, 8, seven, six breaths out, and we're almost there, and it only takes about a minute. You're there at 4 breaths, perhaps, left. 3. Just a couple more. 2. And make the last one very deep. And letting it go, nose or mouth. And notice how that changes things a little bit. How you might have a closer sensation, real-time sensation of your body as it is. Now I'd like you to scan your body, and I'll guide you through it. It'll only take about another minute, but you can imagine the body parts as I name them, and then simply notice the sensations locally at those body parts. So begin with your feet, include your toes if you'd like, just noticing the sensation of your feet. It may be subtle, but you're bringing presence to the experience of your feet. Move into the ankles and the shins and calves, and not noticing how they feel, just noticing the feeling, the sensation. You're present now. You're not in the future or the past. You're focusing right here, your knees and your thighs, your hamstrings, your hips, remembering to visualize them as you experience them, your belly, and you might notice that you're breathing there. Your rib cage, you might notice the breath there again. Your chest. And then notice your spinal column and all those muscles that support the spine, the low back, the mid back, and as you notice the upper back, it may soften and release. And it's with the intention of relaxing, as you notice. And the neck. And then notice your whole left arm. Notice your whole right arm. And then your hands, just as they are. And then notice your head, the back, the sides, the top.
My sore neck.
And yes, just notice it as it is. And then your face, Of course, the eyes and the cheeks, jaw and lips. And as you notice, you may find tension dissolving through the facial muscles. And then we go into the third step. And this is my favorite part besides breathing. Now that your body is stabilized and you've self-regulated, you've calmed yourself down, you're present with yourself, I want you to use your imagination. And as you know, our imaginations are usually hijacked when we worry and there's anxiety and we're not in the present moment, but we're present right now. Everyone in your audience is present. Now I want you to use your imagination. Yes. I want you to use your imagination to take yourself somewhere you would find so peaceful and relaxing. Sometimes I like to take myself using my imagination to a white sand beach where the water is blue and crystal clear, and I can feel the sun, not too hot, just right, as it comes down onto my body. Might be sipping an iced tea. Or you might take yourself to, a mountain retreat, a place where you can look out vast canyons. Or you might put yourself with a loved one, holding their hand and enjoying any of these things. It's up to you. It's your imagination. And you know what can cause you to feel good. So think about it. Imagine it. Bring in as many details as possible. What you smell, perhaps there are certain aromas that are pleasant to you. The sounds that you hear, sometimes when you're on vacation, you hear these unusual sounds, people playing music, calming, perhaps classical music, a guitar, someone's voice that you find soothing, and especially colors and other things that you might remember and associate as being pleasant in your life.
And as we bring your 3-minute cure, see how relaxed my voice is now to an end. We have to, unfortunately, go to a break. I hate the timing of things, but
you took
me to the Redwood Forest that I visited up in Oregon or Northern California in September into the deep green forest, and I felt
beautiful.
Great. So if you want to find out more about John Sahakian's practice, and you can even see him on Skype or FaceTime, go to 3circleflow.com. Thank you so much, John, for being with me.
Yes, I'll send you a free anxiety and stress package.
Oh, that's what I need.
Right.
So when we come back, there are a lot of myths, and I've got some facts about coronavirus. If you've been looking on social media, you've been hearing a lot of things, but I'm going to tell you about the science and the facts so that now your body is relaxed, your mind can let go of the anxiety by understanding what is real and what isn't. You are listening to the Dr. Wendy Walsh Show on KFI AM 640.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time. No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.